The weather forecast for the Champaign-Urbana area today, intervals of clouds and sunshine. We're expecting a high around 80 degrees. Winds will be from the northeast to north at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of a passing shower or two and a low of 55, and a sunny day tomorrow with a high of 75. On Friends Plaza in Urbana at the moment, it's 66 degrees, and it's time now for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. Early calls for prices in the Midwest direct hog markets today are mostly steady overall, but there are mixed undertones seen as well. Terminals are called mostly steady with top prices from $39 to $43.50. Peoria called steady today with a top price of $39. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Friday, September 7th, negotiated swine purchases were 17,755. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $52.25 to $63. The weighted average, $58.74. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $41.63 to $50, and the weighted average was $47.73. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $21,969. The base price range was $51.50 to $66.25. The weighted average, $62.62. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $40 to $53, and the weighted average was $49.33. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. As we look at the weather scenario for the Midwest Corn Belt, first off, we have to look back at the weekend, and there was some rain in the Midwest Corn Belt over the weekend, and some of it locally heavy in central Illinois, especially across an area from just north of Taylorville to south of Decatur, along the Piatt-Moultrie County border, around Atwood and Lovington. Some places around there and also northern Christian County north of Taylorville got over 4 inches of rain. Eastward from there across Douglas County into portions of northern Edgar and southern Vermilion County, some places got a few inches of rain. So some bands of heavy rain moved through Saturday morning and afternoon in that area. Meanwhile, you could go about 40 miles north of there, if that, and some places got nothing. So there were some nothing on Saturday. Now, on Friday evening, heavy storms around the Bloomington-Normal area where Champaign-Urbana just got one storm around 4:30 to 5, and then it was dry the rest of Friday evening. So the rain clustered in different areas on different days. Bottom line is most of the Midwest Corn Belt got some rain, so that put delays in harvest operations, and those areas that got several inches of rain will probably take a couple days here to dry out. As we look at the radar this morning, there's some showers occurring across Wisconsin and southern Minnesota, northern and western Iowa, and eastern Nebraska. Generally light intensity precipitation in those areas, but widespread. There's also a little cluster of thunderstorms in central Kentucky, just south of the main growing areas there. But in between dry weather at the moment, a little fog in spots, Bloomington Normal reporting an eighth of a mile visibility in fog this past hour, but quiet weather at the moment. The showers up in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Minnesota are going to shift southeastward, so portions of northern Illinois, for example, will get some showers this afternoon. Later this afternoon, northern Indiana could share in some of that. Same thing with neighboring Michigan, also southern Iowa. Now, as this area continues to shift southeastward, I think it's going to tend to fizzle out a bit, so just widely scattered light showers across the bulk of Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, Missouri tonight, and much of that fizzling out by the time we get to the daylight hours tomorrow. So that means little additional rain in this area, which means the ground will continue to dry and some harvest operations will be able to take place later this week. Now, the one main thing that we're looking at is a change at the end of the week. It looks like a cold front's going to come through this area coming up around Thursday night. So after that, we're going to have some of the coolest air of the season And that means low temperatures well down into the 40s. We're actually going to have some 40s for lows in rural areas tomorrow night and Wednesday night. But it looks like starting about Saturday or Friday night and Saturday night, temperatures will drop well down into the 40s. Now, we're not expecting frost. It does look like frost is likely for much of the Minnesota growing areas, especially central into southeastern Minnesota, and much of Wisconsin, about as far south as Madison, could get some frost on Saturday morning. Now, we do look at one model going out in time that tends to run cold, and it pushes the coldest weather farther south into Iowa and all of Minnesota. But at this point, I don't think I'm going to worry about that just yet. But that's a possibility. Now, frost is possible also Friday morning across much of the northern plains. So the spring wheat belt will be frosted on Friday morning. But for the majority of the Midwest Corn Belt at this stage, it doesn't look like frost is a concern. But temperatures are going to be at the lowest levels of the season come Saturday morning across Iowa and Illinois and Indiana. And we, out of those three states, we'll have to watch northern Iowa as the place that might have the possibility of some frost. Of course, a lot of crops are finished or near finished, so it shouldn't be a huge deal. Now, finally, I'll just briefly touch on South America and tell you that wheat is heading in Argentina, and it does look like rain is still needed there, and beneficial rain is expected in Argentina in many areas this week, and we'll be updating you on that. Of course, they've been very dry in recent months. That's the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keezer.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has helped farmers manage both marketing opportunities and risks through their analysis, advice, and action. Stuart Peterson's team of experts and strategic consulting approach utilize the latest technology. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
In the Sunday overnight trading session, Kansas City September wheat opened at 831, up 21. Last trade was up 25 and a half. December, 810 and a quarter, up 2 3/4. Last trade up 21 and a half. September wheat of the Board of Trade opened at 837, down 3. Last trade up 23 and 3 quarters. December, 849 and a half, up 6. Last trade up 21 and a half. July, 591 and 3 quarters, down 1 and 3 quarters. Last trade up 3. September corn opened at 331 and a quarter, unchanged. Last trade up 2 and a quarter. December, 347 and a quarter, down a quarter. Last trade up 1 and a half. July, 383, up 1 and 3 quarters. Last trade up 1 and 3 quarters. September beans opened at 8.95, up 4, last trade up 5 and a quarter. November, 9.04 and a quarter, down 1, last trade up 7. March, 9.31, down a half, last trade up 1 and 3 quarters. September soybean meal opened at 249.70, up 2.30. September soybean oil opened at 37.50, and that was up 22 off the open. The last trade in September soybean meal was up 80. And in the oil, it was up 32. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Brian Maple of FC Stone and Company. He is in Indianapolis, Indiana. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, if you look at the charts, and there's nothing to the left when we look at those wheat charts, but so you're looking for patterns. And on Thursday, the analysts came in and said, oh, bearish reversal lower. And then Friday, we see new all-time highs, and now we see overnight a surge of more than 20 cents at all three exchanges.
Yeah, and I mean, the wheat's where it's all at today. I mean, the wheat's going to be driving this bus as we move forward. At some point, we will probably divorce ourselves from the wheat market and the corn and beans, but today, when you look at the huge spreads that we're dealing with between wheat, I mean, right now you've got wheat on par to possibly overtake the bean market, which I don't believe has ever happened.
No.
So, I mean, you throw that in there with wheat trading over twice what corn's trading, you've got to respect that as a trader, and it's going to drive premium back into the corn and bean market along the way. Wheat is driving just mainly because the rains over the weekend were lighter than what was expected down in Australia. We got some light rains down in Argentina, and I think there's going to be some good rains that will move through Argentina. At least our forecasters are saying that. But Australia right now looks like it's going to stay on the light side. Coverage over the weekend was only 30%. Even after this next couple of days, it looks like roughly 45% coverage to a crop that is beginning to head out. And that's a problem for that area. And people are starting to really par back what they think the yields are going to be out of there. So the market looks at it and says we've got to do something to try and limit the demand. Iraq's in for another 50 million metric tons of wheat after buying 200 last week. We've got Egypt in here nosing around for some wheat. So that's all got everybody a little bit nervous. It drove Australian values to record high prices overnight. French wheat is up roughly 14.5 euros, which is, you know, 50 cents or so of U.S. Value higher. So that's what's going to bleed over into the corn and bean markets. And corn yields continue to be impressive out here. Average trade guess for the report on Wednesday morning, which we'll start seeing some positioning for, is 4.6 bushels an acre over the last estimate by the USDA. Beans come in roughly 0.4 of a bushel higher. The only story you might find in beans is the possibility of some frost out here, but our lead forecaster sees little, if any, frost actually coming in there. And if it does, it doesn't appear to be much of an issue as this crop is running ahead of pace. So overall, I think you're going to have limit higher wheat. I think you're going to have corn 2 to 3 better and wheat or beans 5 to 7 better as we get started, Dave.
Thank you, Brian.
All right.
Brian Maple of FC Stone. You're listening to WILO Urbana.